There is a time to bid goodbye to the old and the ordinary, and to awaken the beauty within. That time is now. It is time to wake up and take charge of life. Awaken to a new way of thinking. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Sister Shivani is with us to answer all your questions. Welcome, ma'am.
Om Shanti. Lovely to be with you.
I should say that because since I've been doing this program with you, I have done a lot of homework, and I've been trying to bring it into real life in practice so that, you know, I can be convinced when I talk to you next time.
So how was it while doing the homework? How's the journey?
First thing which is clear to me is when they say that spiritualism and philosophy and all that is good for books. In Hindi we used to say, yeh sab kitabi baate hain, just it's not practical at all, it's just good for books. Or another line, very easily said but not done, aisa nahi, and all that, you know. I have understood that it can be practical, and it is much, much better business-wise, home-wise, and relationship-wise.
So you've just broken one of your old belief systems.
That?
Spirituality is boring.
Yeah.
Spirituality is a separate part of life.
And it's for old people.
Yeah. And spirituality is not possible today in the practical world where we are living.
It's only for after retirement.
So many belief systems shattered. Why? Just took up another belief system, created a thought, worked with it, saw the result, changed the belief system.
Now I feel that spirituality is the best. It takes care of my health, mental health, physical health, and the health of the surrounding at home, and the health in relationship, healthy relationships, and so many kinds of health.
Even the professional life benefits everyone. People enjoy working with me, and I enjoy working with people, because I've taken care of myself. So that's why we say spirituality is for total well-being. It takes care of the complete package, because the seed is taken care of. You know, go to water a plant. You don't sit and water every leaf, every fruit, every branch. Just water the seed. But today what we are doing, I have to make this one happy. I have to do this. I have to prove myself to this one. I have to please this one. It's like watering every leaf of the tree of my life. It's my life begins with the root, and this entire tree is my work, my family, my friends, so many leaves, and I'm sitting and washing every leaf every day. And by the time I wash on one side and I go there, now I please this one, now this one is angry, now this one is accepting.
Tree leaves, you can't even count them. So
it's unlimited. How many people we meet in the whole day?
Not possible, not even in one lifetime.
So just water the seed. Water the seed.
The roots.
The roots. The foundation of my life. The whole tree will be healthy.
If you make spiritualism as the foundation of your life, everything is normal then.
And even what is spiritualism? It's just understanding that I'm a spiritual being. That's spirituality. You know, even if sometimes people will feel another belief system is spirituality is very difficult. It's not for me. Meditation is not for me. I cannot concentrate. This is all belief systems, only because we're talking about that aspect of our life which we didn't ever look at. At least let's try. You know, for a very, very long time, the world thought that the earth was flat. It was a belief system. The earth is flat.
The sun is moving.
Everyone thought he was mad because everyone thought the earth was flat. So that's supposed to be true just because everyone thinks that way. The Wright brothers came and said, we'll create an aeroplane, it'll fly in the air. People said, it's not possible. The church said, they're going against God. So they're mad, they cannot do it. So it's not necessary what everyone says is true. These are fatal beliefs, some of them, which we've created in the world, where we think, this is it, you just can't go beyond this. This is the truth. experiment. Keep on experimenting till you're comfortable with the result.
You know, Sister Shivani, I used to think that spiritualism is a kind of a sect. I have to become something. You know, I am already this. I'm already burdened with so much of confused religion, with so many rituals. I found that it relieves me from all the things, all the bandhan, all the bondages, and it's not becoming something, it's just being your original self.
Till now we were trying to become something.
Yeah.
And now we are being what we actually are.
Not becoming anything and being normal.
Not pretending to be anything also. How many times in the whole day we are pretending to be something? When we're trying to please people, because there's a belief system. I have to please people to be happy. I have to please people to get their acceptance. And we're doing that the whole day. We've been doing that for a lifetime. Let's say, suppose both of us go together in a social gathering. And there are people. And there are some friends of mine who otherwise used to always meet me, talk to me, be with me when I would go there for a function. And then suddenly I find them today, they're not talking to me, they're talking to you. And I'm standing there, looking, waiting, and I'm seeing them still talk to you. They're not talking to me. How am I going to feel?
You?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I would feel bad.
Yeah. So now let me, what I would do in this situation and any situation is take that moment to check how I'm feeling, what's the thought behind it, and what is my deep belief system which is making me feel like this right now, and change it.
What is it making me feel? It's making you feel that I'm unwanted?
I'm feeling hurt. I'm feeling left out. I'm feeling rejected. I'm feeling jealous. I'm feeling unwanted. So I'm feeling all these things. Then I start creating a thought. Now they don't like me. They like someone else more than me. Does that mean there is something wrong with me?
Or are they so mean?
Have I done something which they haven't liked? Are they unhappy with me? I can go on creating these thoughts. And then I check, what's the belief system? Why am I creating these kind of thoughts? I can create another thought. Okay, fine, today they feel like talking to someone else. No, but those thoughts won't come to me at that time. I will keep on creating these thoughts of self-inflicting pain. I will keep on injuring myself. So then I step back, look at the scene as a detached observer. What is the belief system that's making me create these kind of thoughts at this time? And the belief system is, if people accept me, then I'm good.
So you're waiting for other people to accept you and give you an approval
certificate.
Okay, Shivani sister, you're good. Thank you.
And then I feel good. Then I will feel good. And if people are not accepting me just now, then there is something wrong with me, is my belief system. Because right from childhood, I was taught that public approval, people's opinion, people's acceptance means you're good. I was taught to do things for their acceptance.
What a painful life to go through.
And this is what we are carrying the whole day. How I feel about myself depends on how people behave with me. This is so damaging.
But sister, people do think about you and do make it does make a difference also.
To?
For a film actor, if they think that if he is not wearing proper clothes or just very poor, goes in a rickshaw, people say he doesn't have work. He's not a star anymore.
That's their belief system. I'm going to be checking only my belief systems. See, that's their belief system. Everyone's carrying a huge number of belief systems. We're not going to be able to live our life according to people's belief systems. We're going to check our belief systems. What happens is, if I create a belief system, then I will interact with you through that belief system, right? Let's say it's my belief system that film stars are like this. Then the minute I meet you, I do not look at you as an individual.
No.
Then I look at you as a film star and I've already made up my mind.
And just before you meet with somebody whispers in your ears, be careful of him. And you will not even have time to ask him, careful means what? Careful in what? You'll just say, okay, somebody said be careful of Suresh Oberoi, so I have to be on guard. Yeah, hello, how? You'll change your attitude. You won't be yourself.
Perception changed, thoughts changed.
Why are you so impressed so soon?
Because, no, it's a belief system. No, it's
no, but
a
somebody unknown comes and tells me in your ears,
information,
I'm being a friend of yours.
Information please. Creates thoughts.
But why can't I have filter that what he said and why can't I have my own judgment?
That we have to ask ourselves because we get very influenced very easily by these three factors. Past experiences, information, belief system.
See, past experience, I agree.
No, how can we agree? You are right now on a journey of transformation. I am on my journey of transformation.
But that everybody doesn't know that we are all on a journey
of
transformation.
All the more important. Let's not interact with people the way we interacted with them last time. Let's say I met you 6 months back and you were very hot-tempered and you would shout very easily. Now the next time I meet you, if I'm going to interact with you through my past experiences.
You, but what about the other person?
Everyone.
He's not changed like you have.
You know something? Somebody asked me a very beautiful line the other day. Can you wash your hands in the same river twice?
No.
No. Similarly, you never meet the same person again. Every time we are changing, the change could be anyways, you're never the same.
You mean to say you keep on improving?
It could be the other way around. You're basically transforming.
So what does one do? I mean, finally, what we have to do is be your own self. Forget about the other person.
What we learn at the Brahma Kumaris is a very beautiful thing. Clean your slate every time you're meeting a person. They might have something new to write. Don't go and meet someone with your slate already full with past experiences. Because they wouldn't be able to write their new script.
It's already full.
Yeah. Just clean it.
How does one clean it?
Leave the past experiences. Past is
it's
past.
Just leave means I have been...
It's let go.
You mean to say forgive?
Forgive
if he hurt you earlier?
Myself. I was creating the hurt, so he never hurt me anyways. So it's not forgive them.
Last time you said say sorry to yourself, now you say forgive yourself. Now you better clear these 2 points.
If I've hurt myself, then I say sorry to myself. I hurt myself. I spent the entire day creating damaging thoughts, created so much pain, so who do I say sorry to? You said one line and walked out, and the whole day I was going on with it inside, scribbling it again and again and again. So who should I say sorry to?
Tell me, what does one do at that particular moment? Somebody says something, maybe I'm hurt. Okay. I'm hurt for 1 minute.
Okay, how at I would do it would be, you say something to me this morning and you go. You leave. Now I would start my commentary inside. Why did they say this to me? What was the reason? Did they not see how I've done it? They're always like this. This can go on. Now, if I don't stop it immediately, it can go on for a long time. I can even call up another third person. You know how he spoke to me today? This is what he said. This is what he said. And then the other person from there will add some more information. Oh, he always talks like this. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. This is how he behaved with me. And I go on and on and on scribbling. And I can talk like that to 5 people. And 5 more people will give 5 more pieces of information. And I can spend the whole day feeling low and then blaming you for what I felt the whole day. The other option, sit back with myself for 2 minutes. And ask myself, what's hurting? He said such and such a thing. Okay, so he said, he had a choice, he has a reason, he has a logic, and he has a perspective. I might not like the perspective. I might not like the logic. But the one who said it had a reason. Why am I troubling myself? And for how long do I want to feel this pain? I sit back and do it even now.
Do you think everybody has a reason when they speak? Maybe so many times, so many people speak so many things which without any reason and they just go away.
It's been on their mind, no? You'll always say something that's been on your mind. You won't stop that time, think, evaluate and then speak. But we're only saying that which is on our mind.
Well, it's back of your mind sometimes.
It's there because there are 25 to 30 thoughts per minute, only 4 to 5 sentences in a minute. So every time I'm not saying everything that's on my mind,
it's
there on my mind.
It's waiting for just to come out.
So I have to just sit back. I always do that now. Just sit back with myself. Okay, so for how long do you want to feel like this?
You talk to yourself.
I have to.
Loudly.
No.
Or you can
it's
write.
It's a thought. No, no. It's not
you can write those.
You can do anything. Anything. See, how it happens. Suppose you're with a friend. Let's say I'm with you. And I'm feeling very low. And you can see it on my face that I'm feeling low. So what is going to be your immediate role? Counsel the other person. Make the other person feel better. That you have the power, you have the choice, of course you can do it. Change your mood. And within few minutes, we have the power to counsel someone. And we're doing it the whole day. We're doing it with everyone around us. We're doing it with friends, with family, with colleagues. We're doing it with everyone. Within a few minutes, you can have a smile on someone's face just by giving them this
positive. I do that to my doggy also.
Yeah, right.
And he understands.
Perfect.
So same way, if I do that to my dog, and I can do that to my this pet also. I can treat my mind as a pet.
Yes, as a pet, as a child, as a friend. That is self-counseling. Meditation is first self-counseling. Why should I wait for someone
else? Actually, this is interesting.
It is very interesting.
It's quite interesting to talk to yourself, no?
Everyone can do it. But it's only that when we sit to talk to ourselves, you know, if I'm talking to you, I'll say, it's okay they've done it. Leave it. They didn't mean it. But if I'm talking to myself, I'll say, how can I leave it? Why should I leave it? Of course they meant it. What do you mean they didn't mean it? Because I don't love myself. I do not have a positive conversation with myself.
Supposing what they said was right. All the time, Suresh Obra, you hurt people. You ruin the other person's happiness. I mean, you have a habit of making the other person feel bad when he's sitting with you. X, Y, Z, say 10 things. And supposing 50 to 60% of that is actually right, then you sink.
Yeah.
Oh, am I so bad? I feel so guilty. I've hurt that person. When will I improve? Why am I so bad? What she said was right. Now that also takes you into depression.
But we've just depleted more energy. If we're listening to what the other person has said, just evaluate it. If what they've said is right, try and work on it. If what they've said is not applicable, just reject it.
Sometimes it's very difficult to evaluate. Sometimes you feel you hate yourself for doing something you never wanted to. And you say, I'm not that kind of a person within, but why does this happen to me? I'm not that type of a person. I can't even kill a mosquito. I can't even kill an ant. But I've hurt that fellow.
So, first, I've not hurt that fellow. That's very important. That person choose to hurt themselves. That's one part of the equation. You don't hurt anyone around you. Yes, you behave through your personality. Now people choose.
Don't say just behave. You behave badly.
No.
Why?
Because you're just behaving through your acquired personality. And other people, everyone doesn't get hurt around you.
You mean to say if I hurt you or throw so many bad words against X, Y, Z, so that's my acquired personality, I said it's okay.
We're not saying it's okay. We're not saying it's okay. I am working through my acquired personality. People are getting hurt. I am not hurting them. They're hurting themselves. But yes, I want to change my acquired personality. That's fine.
I don't want to be that trigger.
Yeah, but I'm not ready to take up responsibility that I'm hurting people. Why? Because there are times when I'm being true, I'm being right, I'm saying the right thing to you, but because you are weak, you're getting hurt. I'm not going to be taking that responsibility that
I hurt
you.
But you're not telling in the right manner.
Even if I'm saying it in the right manner, there are people who can get hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and then they can make you feel.
Obviously, anybody gets hurt when you tell the truth on the face.
Anyways, you know, but then they're getting hurt. It's not necessarily because of me as the trigger, but it's because that's how much their capacity is.
That's one part. And
that's
then what
also very... No, so both the equations are important. No one can hurt me and I don't hurt anyone.
No, I cannot hurt anyone and no one can hurt me.
This is very
first
important.
Lesson.
It's very important. Because when I say no one can hurt me, I stop becoming a victim. I've lived my life as a victim that people are hurting me. So that's over. I'm not blaming anyone for hurting me. But at the same time, I'm not ready to take the blame that I'm hurting people. Yes, I'll correct myself. I'll work on myself. I'll see to it that check myself how I'm behaving.
Honestly.
But I'm not creating your hurt.
While speaking
sure.
to you, I just got a thought. This, I think, if you're very, very critical about yourself, then you criticize somebody and then you feel guilty and go on being critical about yourself, on and on, because basically you're critical. So you, the moment you're critical about somebody and that somebody has tears and you feel that you've hurt, now criticism starts.
So it's not useful. But it's just because someone walks up to me and says, you hurt me, and I accept it and I feel guilty about it. I can say, I'm sorry I said this. But I'm not ready to take the responsibility that I hurt you. You created your hurt. I'm sorry for what I said. I'm not sorry for you being hurt. They're two different things. There's a big difference between them. People can live their life with this burden that they've hurt someone else because the other person makes them feel that you hurt me. No, they didn't.
It is very important
this
for relationships.
It's very important. It's very important.
Especially for a man and woman or...
For friends. For parents and children.
Anywhere love is concerned.
Anywhere. Where attachment is concerned.
Attachment, relationship, okay. We'll do that later.
This is very... You know, that's why the equations are very important. Otherwise, we live our life in guilt and in pain. Because somebody just shoots the arrow in me and says, you are responsible for all the pain that I'm going through my life.
You know something, if I would say to a minister or somebody, you know, sometimes in discussion, oh, what corruption you're talking about, all ministers are corrupt, I mean, by mistake, and that fellow, maybe or maybe not, he doesn't show and he leaves, then somebody from my family say, what is this, at this age, how can you speak such a line? You should not, he's a guest, he's come home. I said, I didn't know it's just going to come. I'm sorry it happened. But it was just the truth. I was reading the papers and I didn't mean that that fellow is that. I was talking generally about ministers. You know, sometimes I make these kind of mistakes. Then when somebody comes and reminds me, I go into a shell. I can't speak. I don't have the knack. Even at this age, I should learn to be tactful.
There are two things to this. One is that people are very tactful today. Now, tactful today means they do not speak out what they think.
But still they think.
They think. They have different kinds of thoughts. But they're just careful when they're saying it. So they have a kind of a converter inside. Where you're, you know, simple example. Somebody comes home in the evening and I've already finished cooking the dinner. And I'm ready. The dinner is ready for four people at home. And then another three people walk in. They're there for the evening. And now I'm waiting for them to leave. But I will say, you must have dinner and go today. You've come after a long time. You have to join us for dinner. Internally, I want them to leave.
You want them to say no.
I want them to go now. But tactfully, hospitality, courteousness, I'm going to say, you must stay here for dinner. This is conversion of a negative thought into a positive word. And we think that, okay, fine, he must be so happy I invited him for dinner. And then we say, this is tact, this is relationship. Relationship don't work with words. Yes, if I've said a wrong word, then it's no need to go and learn the tact that how do I create a negative thought and say a positive word. I can just take care that I just keep creating the right thoughts. So automatically, nothing wrong is going to come out from here.
I'm not talking about right thoughts or wrong thoughts, but if that person agrees to have dinner, what do you do then? Then again, problem.
So, one, we shouldn't have asked him to join us for dinner. Two, if we wanted to ask him for join us for dinner, we should have first created that thought and then spoken the word. They've come after a long time, so if they have dinner with us, all that it takes is half an hour for me to cook. And
or
then
we can
I say, shall we go out for dinner? Yeah. But so many times we're saying it, and then we're in the conflict and doing things for people. And then we'll say, this is being tactful. And if you see, this is happening like so many times during the day.
I think it's not yet ended, Sister Shivani. This will continue this in the next episode, because I want to know what is tact and what is not going to depression. And also I want to discuss when you said that the other person, I didn't hurt the other person. Neither nobody can hurt me. So, on hurt, or not being hurt, a small meditation.
Let me just look back at the thoughts that I'm creating in this small little factory of mine. Every thought is the seed of my relationships. It's the energy that I give to myself and transmit out into the world. Every thought is like an arrow targeted to those for whom it was created. Now when I check myself and I try to change myself, it's not at the level of words and actions and behavior, but it's at the seed, my thoughts and my belief systems. Let me check people around me and see what is the belief system that I carry for them. And today, as I meet, talk, and work with people, a silent check, what am I thinking about them? Are my thoughts and words in harmony? Are my thoughts as sweet and correct as the words I use with them? Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Spirituality is natural, simple, and a very practical way of living. Spirituality is not doing things or becoming someone. It is just about being who we truly are. It is not necessary that what the majority believe is the truth. It is only a belief. Let me experiment with the belief till I am comfortable and only then accept it as the truth. Let us clean our mind before we meet someone again so that we do not interact with them through the perspective of our past experiences, because they could have changed. As soon as we start creating thoughts of hurt, let us take out a few minutes to be with ourselves and counsel ourselves with powerful, positive, and loveful thoughts. No one can hurt me, and I do not hurt anyone. My behavior can be a trigger for others. I need to change my behavior, but I cannot take responsibility of their hurt. It is their own creation. Let us take care that we create the right thoughts so that we speak what we think and do not need to pretend or be tactful in our relationships. If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 09999 744-555. Om Shanti.
peaceful soul.